In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Christ is in our midst. In this morning's gospel, we hear this tragic account of this rich man who found himself separated from all that is good, found himself separated from the heavenly kingdom, and found himself separated even from communion with God. Now, before we get going, God wants us all to be in communion with Him. God wants no chasms between anybody and Himself. So it's extra tragic that this rich man found himself in a chasm between himself and between Lazarus and between Abraham and between God, when that chasm need not be. This chasm that this rich man had was chosen. It was chosen. It was a consequence of his prideful, selfish, self-indulgent actions in this life. This chasm was a self-inflicted consequence of this rich man's decision. But nonetheless, it is painful to hear, it's painful to see, and it's painful even to imagine for other people and for ourselves. Now, what is this chasm? And what causes this chasm? It is sin. It's that taking the free will that God has given us, and rather choosing all that God wants to generously share with us, and to choose something else. And to choose only to please ourselves and to live for ourselves and to live for no other, even if that other is God. This chasm is a result of the rejection of whatever good God wants to give to us. It's a rejection of the heavenly life for the worldly. Again, God wants us to be in communion with Him. Our very existence is this communion in this life with our God. But it's not life only with God, because if we have truly a communion with God and we are so close to Him as to have no chasm between us, that means that we see all other human beings the same and worthy of the same things that God wants to give, and that we want to see everything that we see in ourselves and that we see ourselves made in God's image and likeness. We need to also see this very thing. If we are truly Orthodox Christians, who are living in communion with God. Now, this chasm that this rich man found himself separated from Lazarus and Abraham is also, by definition, death. This chasm begins as a separation in this life, kind of a living death, and when we die, there's this eternal separation in the next. And the fathers of the church say, and it's the general message of this gospel passage today, that the only time that we can do good for our brother, the only time we can grow closer to God, the only time we can make sure this chasm never opens between us or somehow find a bridge that closes that chasm between us, is during this life. After death, we can't change the things. Why? One father asks, it's because we don't have our bodies. We don't have the unity of our bodies and our intentions. In this life, we can do things. We can show things. We can think good things, but we can do them. And we can do things in action. But death, by definition, means inability. Absolute inability. And there's nothing we can do after we die. So the time to grow closer to God, to receive this invitation to communion with Him, to see Jesus Christ as our bridge, and to, through Jesus Christ, follow Him to the heavenly kingdom, which also means to see and want others around us to go, can only happen in this life. So the rich man chose this chasm between himself and Lazarus, and this is manifested in the fact that this rich man was completely unmoved by the sad circumstances that he sees in his brother Lazarus. Now, the rich man did not see Lazarus as his brother. He saw Lazarus, if he saw him at all, as garbage, as someone who deserves the things that he has, who's someone who's brought himself to his own poor circumstances. And let's be honest, that might very well be true. Who knows why how Lazarus got to be on the side of the road? But we can never, ever forget that every human being is equal before God, as equal as we are, and as beloved as God by God as we are. And God wants to save that person as much as he wants to save each of us. And that God, that we need to see in the Lazarus's face our own face. And that we all need to be and want, God wants us to be in heaven together. So the rich man died, and there was this chasm, and he was burdened by it and tormented by seeing all the good that was being lavished upon Lazarus. And the rich man came to a realization too late, and so he begged for relief. The selfish man begged for relief and to be freed from the torment that he was experiencing. Now, what is this torment? How can we describe this torment that the rich man even uses the word flames to describe this torment? Well, there's a story from one of the church fathers, St. Macarius of Egypt, and his story describes hell as an isolation and death as a permanent separation from each other. So here's the story. St. Macarius is walking through the desert, and he sees on the ground a pagan priest's skull. And the saint picks up the skull, and he looks at it, and he asks, "Who are you?" And the skull replies, "I am a pagan priest. I'm an idolater who refused God and refused my brother." And then the St. Macarius asked the skull, "Where are you?" And the skull said, "I am condemned in hell." And St. Macarius asked him, "What's it like in there?" And the skull said, "I will tell you one thing. Here we are all bound to each other, but with our backs to one another, so that we cannot see each other's faces." And he said, "This is our greatest punishment. It torments us to not be able to see our brothers' faces." Orthodox Christians know how to see in other people's faces the image and likeness of God. And they want to see everybody face to face. In heaven, there are no chasms. In heaven, there are no chasms between God and man. The very definition of heaven is to be next to God, to be with God. And the very definition of heaven is to be with our brother and sister together in fellowship, in communion, in joy, together glorifying God forever. The time to get rid of these chasms is now. The time to fill these chasms so that we can walk across them and have them disappear is now. Not later. Don't put off later to later the good things we can do today, because the time that we are working towards our salvation is now, not tomorrow.